Good morning. This is Mo Stelfus, and I'm here this morning to bring the daily inspiration to you. My phone number is 717-656-9576. Before we begin, let's just come to God in a brief word of prayer here. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning that you are God and that you have called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. We thank you, dear God, that we can know you and we can know you intimately. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that not only have you given us life through Jesus Christ, but you are also our Creator. And we know that you have created heaven and earth. And Lord, this morning we would like to look at God the Father, who is the creator of everything we see. And so I pray that you would give me words of wisdom this morning, that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon me, Lord, that the words that come forth would not be my words, but that they would be your words. And so, Father, we commit this study, this lesson, this inspiration into your hand and trust that you will have your way. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. All right. This week, and I hesitate to say this week because, this week, this is a series that I would like to bring this week on salvation. And this morning, I would like to look at who God is. And, you know, first of all, when we think about salvation, you know, many of us listening here this morning may be from a religious background, and we have no problem believing that God is. But, you know, there are many people out there who might have a problem with that. So I would like to give the very root, I guess, we could call it the root of salvation. And that is believing that God is. From our religious background, we may think that God is the man with the big stick, ready to whip us when we make a wrong move. That's not who God is. God is a loving God and a caring God. God is a personal God. He wants to abide in our very heart. He wants to. He wants each individual to make room for him in his heart, in our heart. And unless we have God in our heart, then there is a void there. There is a hole there that can only be filled by God. Many people try to fill that void with other things. Many people try to fill it with all kinds of carnality, all kinds of wickedness, evil, and many people even try to fill that void with other gods. And there is only one God, but in reality, there is only one God. But there are gods who people raise up, and even they make images and idols and bow down to them, even as Aaron made the calf there in the wilderness. And the people bowed down to the calf. But that's not who God is. God is not made by hands. God is always was and always will be. In Genesis 1:1, we read, "In the beginning, God created heaven and earth." I want to read that again. And in the beginning, God. You know, before we can go any further, we have to realize and acknowledge that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Do we believe that God is? Do we believe that God exists? Okay, does God exist? First of all, like I said before, we need to acknowledge that God exists. God is. And then we need to acknowledge that God is the creator of everything we know, everything we see. God is a big God. And if we think about the universe and how big the universe is, man has been able to discover through mighty telescopes and great big telescopes that are able to look far into the universe and realizing and discovered that there are many universes out there, and so God has created them all. How big is God? God is big. God is wonderful. God is awesome. God is. So let's get established this morning that God is, and that He is the Creator, and that He has called us to be His children. And so, in Genesis 1:2, it says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." And here's the scripture to back up what I was saying a little bit earlier. Romans 1:23 is talking about the people. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And then Romans 1:25 says, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." You know, here's another aspect of who God is. God, with God, there is no respect of persons. In Romans 2:11, we can see that. "For there is no respect of persons with God." And here's who the people are. You know, in Romans 3:18, it says, "There is no fear of God before their eyes." No fear of God before their eyes. All right, so have we established that God is? There is one God. In Ephesians 4:6, it says there is one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. God is, and He is a rewarder of all them who diligently seek Him. Now, we must also realize in this first step of salvation, and this these steps of salvation could be explained in many different ways, but I trust that God will give me the grace to bring out these steps of salvation in a way that could draw people to God, that would show the way of salvation to someone who wants to know. Now, we have established that God is, and He is the rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Now, in Genesis 3:1, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And He said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." And now we know that the serpent was the devil. He was Satan. And the serpent came to Eve. He came to the weaker vessel. And we can consider even us. Each one of us, as we have a weak moment, that is when the serpent, that is when the devil tries to get us. When we are in a weak moment. But you know, when we are weak and we call out to God, God is right there, and He is willing to come and strengthen us. And so let us not forget that when the devil comes in a weak moment, that we need to call out to our Creator, God. Genesis 3:2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Now, Eve made a mistake here, and by talking with the devil, she should have just what did Jesus do when he was tempted? He said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. He used the scripture to chase the devil away. And so here, the woman was talking to the serpent, talking to the devil, and the devil said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. He's questioning. There in Genesis 3:4, the devil is bringing a question, is questioning the reality of God and the truth of God, and he's saying, you shall not die. And God knows that if you eat this fruit, you shall your eyes will be opened, and you shall be like God. And the devil brought both truth and lies, and that's the way the devil comes today. So we want to be very careful. And why am I saying all this? I believe that we need to know that God, first of all, if we want to come to God, if we want to be born again, we need to know who God is, and we also need to know who our adversary is. So let us recognize that Satan is our opponent. Satan is our adversary. Satan is our enemy. The devil is our enemy. And then we need to realize who Satan, what God said to Satan. Genesis 3:14, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And here we see God has given Satan his place. He is no longer able to walk about like he did before. The serpent is now, I'm not sure what the serpent looked like before this, but we do know that God said, upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I believe some of that is literal. And so here we have now, I believe, established that there is a God and that there is Satan, and that Satan is an opponent of God. And he's our opponent. He's our adversary. He's our enemy. And let us not bow down to him. Let us not bow down to anything that we have created, but let us bow down in repentance before God. And let us come to God in faith. And that's what I want to talk about tomorrow. I want to talk about faith tomorrow. Because if we want to believe, if we want to be born again, we must come to the Lord in faith. So, I would encourage you all to go to Genesis and look, read all the verses that talk about who God is, and maybe even in there's many other verses that we could have brought out throughout even the New Testament of people who talked about who God is. God is. We can see that God is just by looking at the creation, the trees, the sun and the moon, the stars. We know that, that is proof enough that there is a being out there who has created all this. So God is, and he is a creator. He's a creator of everything we know and see. And so God bless you this morning, and as you meditate upon God and who he is, and his greatness and his holiness, his majesty, I pray that today, as you go about your work, that you can meditate upon God and think upon God's holiness and righteousness. And then tomorrow, let's look at faith. God bless you, and have a great and wonderful day.